This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia pounded Kharkiv with missiles on Thursday, killing 7 people inside a printing house, as President Volodymyr Zelensky chided Ukraine's Western allies for not providing enough military support to rebuff Russian attacks. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. President Joe Biden has offered his deep appreciation to Kenyan President William Ruto for the coming deployment of 1,000 Kenyan police forces to help quell gang violence in Haiti. Speaking at a White House news conference, Biden defended his decision to withhold American forces from the mission in Haiti.
We concluded that for the United States to deploy forces in the hemisphere just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented about what we're trying to do, and be able to be used by those who disagree with us and against the interest of Haiti and the United States.
The U.S. has agreed to contribute $300 million to a coming multinational force that will include the Kenyan officers. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's new whaling mothership arrived in Tokyo on Thursday ahead of its maiden hunting expedition off Japan's northeastern coast. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The Kangai Maru will process and store the whales caught by a fleet of smaller vessels. This will include the fin whale, as Japan recently announced it would be added to the list of species permitted in commercial whaling. Here's Hideki Tokoro, president of whaling company Kyoto Senpaku.
The government and the Institute of Cetacean Research has provided us with a quota that allows us to catch them for 100 years. We can take the permitted number of whales without any concern at all.
Japan, which says eating whale meat is part of its culture, long campaigned without success for the International Whaling Commission to allow commercial whaling. The island nation withdrew from the international body in 2019.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has criticized the country's highest court and his former allies in the ruling African National Congress over his disqualification from next week's election. Zuma's comments came in a video message he said was aimed at the people of South Africa and released on social media on Thursday, 6 days before the possibly pivotal national vote. The 82-year-old former leader made clear he would still campaign against the ANC he once led in the run-up to the election with his new political party. He has been barred from standing as a candidate for a return to parliament because of a previous criminal sentence for contempt. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Thursday issued an alarming 2024 Atlantic hurricane forecast. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At a Washington, D.C. news conference, NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad said the forecast calls for 17 to 25 named storms, including tropical storms, 18 to 13 hurricanes, and 4 to 7 major hurricanes.
Of note, the forecast for named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes is the highest NOAA has ever issued for the May outlook.
Spinrad said the record warm temperatures in the Atlantic and globally are driving the forecast, and temperatures are expected to peak August to September of this year. He said warm water is the main factor in the formation and rapid strengthening of tropical storms and hurricanes. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Iran has interred late President Ibrahim Raisi at the holiest Shiite shrine in the nation days after a fatal helicopter crash killed him, the country's foreign minister, and 6 others. Raisi was placed Thursday inside a tomb at the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad, where Shiite Islam's 8th Imam is buried. Raisi is the first top government official to be buried at the shrine since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He once oversaw the shrine and a charity foundation associated with it, believed to be worth tens of billions of dollars. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.